CIA wants me to move into the White House for a few days and pretend I'm the president, but why? Oh, so the real president can sneak off to another country to negotiate an arms deal without anyone knowing. I see. Well, I don't know. I got to get to the club. Hey, wait a minute. I'll see if little Ricky wants to do it. Hey, little Ricky!
Yeah, Dad?
Little Ricky, you finished your homework yet?
Almost done, Dad.
Well, when you finish, you want to move into the White House and pretend you're the president for a few days?
Oh, boy, Dad, can I?
Soon as you do your homework, okay? Hello? Yeah, he'll do it. But he's got to finish his homework first. Goodbye. Well, I better get to the club now.
Bye, Uncle. Tell Fred I'll do another menage a trois as soon as he gets the money together. Hi, honey.
Hi, Lucy. What have you girls been up to, huh?
Same old thing. Why is little Ricky wearing a suit?
Oh, he's going to pretend to be the president for a few days so the real president can go away and no one will know.
Bye, Ricky.
Oh, no.
I want to pretend I'm the president so the real one can go away and no one will know.
All right, Van Lucy. No, no, no. They don't want any crazy bimbos running this country. Now, you let little Ricky do it. He'll have lots of fun. Well, I got to go to the club now. Bye, honey.
We'll see if a crazy bimbo can't run the country. Little Ricky?
Yeah, Mom?
Give me that suit. Give me that black bag.
Hey.
Give me that geritol.
But, Mom.
Oval Office, here comes Lucy.
Yes, Mr. President, I'm honored to be the head of the CIA. Yes, sir. I think I found just the fill-in for you. While you're gone, no one will know the... Oh, okay. Nice trip. Have a good one, all right? Bye. Okay, now, where's Rick?
Hello. Is this the CIA?
Mr. President, well, I thought you left.
Sure fooled you, didn't I?
Oh, Rick, what a good disguise. Hey, you didn't bring your dip of a wife along, did you?
Dip? You don't mean Lucy, do you?
Of course I mean Lucy. That lame brain has given the clap to half the guys in the band at the club. Didn't you know that?
Sure, yeah. Well, I better get to the White House
now. Yeah, I'll see you later, Rick. Hey, by the way, what's Lucy charging these days?
$25 a pop!
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, I probably got enough. See ya!
George Shultz. No, he's not as fat as Fred. Oh, I gotta go, Ethel. Let me put you on hold. The hotline's ringing. I better answer it this time.
Hello. Yes, Mr. Gorbachev. Oh, right on Los Angeles, huh? No, I understand. Accidents will happen. Excuse me. My direct line to the Treasury is ringing. Hello? The Japanese have bought Fort Knox? Or a tourist attraction? Well, I've got Gorbachev on the other line. Hang on, my direct line to Congress is ringing. Hello?
Oh, hi, Ethel. No, it's nothing much. Hang on, I got another call.
Yes, is this the Congress? What? They've cut the budget to $6.42. Wait, the direct line to foreign countries is ringing. Dr. Wolf?
Wrong number.
The Canadian troops have moved into New Hampshire.
Wait.
Gorbachev?
Congress?
The Japanese have what?
No, Ethel.
I don't know what the Russians are bombing your house for.
Budget?
Where's New Hampshire?
Sheldon, I ran all the way to warn you.
Oh, no. You've gone too far this time, Lucy.
Bye, Ricky.
I'm going to take you home with me right now, Lucy. Sheldon, I'm very sorry about this.
Oh, that's all right, Rick. We're about to be bombed by either Russia, Japan, or Canada anyhow.
Oh, well, I guess you were very lucky this time, Lucy.
Mrs. Busfrunge, does your husband care what kind of toilet paper your family uses?
Uses for what?
Sneak some Cleany Whips into the can and see what he says.
Okay, but he won't say nothing.
Well, Mr. Bus Plunge, did you use the cleany whips?
Use them for what?
Did you enjoy the luxury of the world's first transparent bathroom tissue?
All that stuff. Was that your idea of a joke, Mabel?
It wasn't my idea at all, Big Al.
Then whose idea was it?
Cleany whips. They work, they're transparent. At fashionable salons everywhere.
Once again, the Pirates.
Mr. Worm, come here, Mr. Worm.
Aye, sir.
What? Did ye call me an eyesore, Mr. Worm?
No, sir. Though it is writ on the wall in the employee's head, sir.
Let it pass, the captain said to himself. Don't touch it, he says. Okay, Mr. Worm.
Sir.
What be our position?
Well, I be on this side, ye be on t'other, sir.
What's a captain to do? Where be we on this ocean?
On top of it, sir, though I suspect not for long.
How can I complete me quest with a crew such as this, with writing on their heads and such and
quest?
Whatnot?
Quest? I don't see no quest, captain.
Mr. Worm, I forgot it. I seek the whale.
The whale! What whale, sir? I don't see any whales, sir.
The whale.
That the whale, eh?
Moby Gillis, the great sensitive whale. He goes from sea to sea, seeking his one true love, but for naught.
Ahoy!
A what?
Thar she blows!
What's thar mean? And whar be she blowin'?
It be the great sensitive whale!
And whar bar thar she bar? Whar is she blowing?
35 degrees off the port stern.
Thank you, Mr. Funny Voice. For 35, the upper Celsius, right under.
You shouldn't be too hard to spot. We're surrounded by degrees, sir.
Over there!
Bring our course about for over there.
Right,
and Mr. Worm,
sir.
Have the harpoonsmen report to the front thing over there stuck on the, you know, tip of this har vessel.
The pulpit is what you mean, sir. The pulpit.
Oh, yes. What
I haven't got one, sir. Well, we be pirates, remember, not whalers, sir.
Oh, yeah. Then have we anything to stop a whale?
I don't know. We should try shooting saltpeter at him.
Mr. Worm, we used it all on Mr. Funny Voice. I'm heartily ashamed to have doomed ye all like this.
And, Captain, before we die, what is the cause of this unholy obsession, Captain, sir?
Well, Mr. Worm, you see me peg leg. 'Twas the doing of that monster whale.
Captain, you don't have a peg leg, sir.
No peg leg.
No, sir.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. It was... See this false eye. It was the doing of that there.
Sir. No false eye either.
He cheated me at cards, Buddy, Mr. Worm.
But, sir, he ain't got no hands to deal with, sir.
Blow me down. I guess I was wrong all the time. I don't have an obsession after all, Mr. Worm. Looks like the joke's on me.
Well, Captain, the sea is, anyway.
Give me a light.
Have a Mr. Frosty Face instead.
I meant a light beer.
I know what you meant. Have a Mr. Frosty Face instead.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Frosty Face. Don't chug beer for relief from the heat. Put a Mr. Frosty Face right in there and swallow it.
What?
I said swallow it.
See,
icy cold from head to toe, but better than rigor mortis.
I'm totally cool, even gangrenous. Thanks, Mr. Frosty Face.
And so will you when you wrap your cheeks around a Mr. Frosty Face, now in 28 flavors, including new banana beef. Then you'll say,
thanks, Mr. Frosty Face.
Hello, this is Dr. Wolf, and we're all here to have pretty good sex. What do you have for us tonight, Larry?
Phone calls from listeners, Space Commander Dr. Wolf.
It's not necessary to call me Space Commander, Larry. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Space Commander Dr. Seuss,
This is
hello.
Dr. Wolf. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm in a chair.
No, on the air, not chair. Don't you hear me?
Well, I doubt it very much.
Ask him if he has a question, Space Commander Dr. Wolf.
I know. I am not stupid. You are stupid, Larry.
Hello, Mother Goose.
Dr. Wolf.
Well, there you go again. Can I ask a question or should I call back later?
He has a question, Space Commander Dr. Wolf.
Who does? Oh, yes, you're on the air. What is your question?
My, girlfriend, Ned... Annie. Yeah, Annie has this fantasy about buccaneers.
I see. Many women have fantasies. It's perfectly normal.
Well, she calls my pee-pee Jolly Roger, but I like to call it Barry Goldwater. That's kind of a pun, you see.
Barry Goldwater?
Yes. Or sometimes my AWAC of love, or Bonzo Goes Muff Diving, or even, I kind of like this one, the Bottomless Passion Pump.
So, you have one fantasy, and she has a different one.
Oh, yes. She pretends I'm a pirate, but I like to pretend I'm an old man with rapidly deteriorating mental faculties. Ooh.
And what do you pretend she is?
Who?
Your girlfriend, Annie!
You mean Nancy?
Whoever, do you fantasize about her?
Oh, no. She's right here.
Oh, are you going to make love now?
Oh, no, we can't. The fuck wouldn't like it.
The what?
The fuck. The people who decide what's dirty on TV. Or this.
You mean the FCC?
I don't know. I'm an idiot, remember?
Pirate!
Whatever.
Larry! What? No more phone calls!
Yes, Space Commander.
Never!
Dr. Wolf. Yes, Space
Never!
Commander. Dr. Wolf. I'm sorry.
Hello. Ollie.
Ladies and gentlemen, former President Richard M. Nixon.
My fellow Americans, be very, very quiet. Speak to me, whole spirits, through this Ouija board. We're trying to reach the ghost of Joel Stalin. Joel, are you there, Joel? Later on in the show, I'll be talking to Abe Lincoln and Geraldo Rivera. Joel, speak to me, Joel. I'm a channel for old Joel, you see, but he's holding out. Joel. Stalin was a bad man, and evidently he hasn't learned his lesson yet, Joe. We'll be right back. I'm going to have to time travel if I want to find Joe. Yo, Stalin, it's me, Dick, Joe.
Weather is important to some people, and at RTV it's fun too, and we hope accurate. Meet the RTV AccuFun Weather Team. Weather Team, sound off now.
Darlene.
Bobby.
Tommy.
Annette.
The RTV AccuFun Weather Team. Tommy. The weather comes all at once, and so do they.
Here we are at the end of the show, Jock, and we've only gotten one guest on because you keep butting in.
Well, if you don't like it, Dan, why do you keep doing my voice?
And where's Lorenzo?
Oh, he quit.
He quit?
He said he was tired of all the abuse, and besides, he was on fire.
That means I'm going to have to accompany myself.
Why bother? Our time on this important phonograph record is about up.
Bullshit. Listen to this. I climb a molehill for you. I'd pick you a leaf or two. For you, I would even walk through the zoo. Cause I like you, but not too much. Pretty as a picture frame. Seeing you drive me.
Hi, I'm Mr. Frosty Face.
Yeah, I know. Sit down.
Want to cool off? Wrap your lips around a chocolate bacon Mr. Frosty Face. Yeah. It's like Novocaine against the heat.
Listen. You're not working out, Mr. Frosty Face.
Ooh, yum. Good, huh?
Listen. The chairman thinks we need a new corporate symbol. Huh? Someone a little more flexible in their attitude.
Soon you'll say, thanks, Mr. Frosty Face.
Yeah, meet Frosty Face, Farrah. Go, kid.
Have yourself a frosty face. Set yourself a frosty pace. It's packed with riboflavin.
Hi, Frosty Face, Farrah. I'm Mr. Frosty Face.
Yeah, sit down. Come on, Frosty Face, mister. You and me, we're going for a ride.
Oh, boy! And there's no need to worry about vapor lock when we're freezing our teeth on a delicious Mr. Frosty Face.
And amidst the twisted wreckage were found the bodies of Godfather T. Rich Jerk, President of Stupid Foods, and Frosty Face Farrah, a frozen treat. Authorities continue the search for Mr. Frosty Face. In other news, rising levels of riboflavin in the city's drinking water have health officials concerned.
The head of the FBI? What now? You want me to find Mr. Frostyface and lay him low with a single shot from a high-caliber rifle? Oh, I don't think I can. Wait, I'll ask little Ricky. Hey, little Ricky!
Arr, what be your pleasure, ye scurvy landlubber?
Well, the head of the FBI wants to know if you find Mr. Frostyface and lay him low with... Hey, you don't look like little Ricky.
Arr, the lads and me are second this village, and we ain't taking no prisoners, but a kidnapping, eh? Perhaps we could hold this Mr. Frostyface for a mighty ransom before we feed him to the sharks.
Oh, that would be nice. Hello? Yeah, little Ricky's not here right now, but there's a guy here who will do it. Okay, goodbye.
Bye, Uncle. Tell Fred I'll go around the world with him again as soon as he gets new springs. And tell him he can grow lots of hair by adding rival flavor to his diet. A glass of water a day should do it. Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, Lucy. Hey, this here is a pirate. Arr. I think. Hey, he's going to find Mr. Frostyface and hold him for ransom and then make him shark food.
Bye, Ricky.
Holy shit. See, nothing doing. You shot Lucy.
Aye, 'tis bad luck to have a wench on the bridge when me hearties are a-flagging at the wound.
Who at the where?
Hearties a-flagging at the wound. It's pirate talk for sailing hard aboard board.
Oh, well, nice shooting, Mr. Pirate. I gotta get to the club now. Bye.
I hear we're gonna find this frosty face swab,
sir. Aye, Mr. Arm, it's up to us.
That's great.
What, Mr. Worm, was that you?
Captain.
Ah, that's what I thought. Good.
And paranoia has gripped America as Mr. Frosty Face, that lovable, tasty frozen treat, has claimed responsibility for the violent takeover of the United States Supreme Court and the destruction of Comiskey Park. Rumors that Mr. Frostyface has launched his own communication satellite have only fueled the mass hysteria. Meanwhile, doctors say the recent rash of giant hairy babies being born in local hospitals is due to large amounts of riboflavin in the city's drinking water. Authorities are most concerned.
Hi, I'm Mr. Frostyface. Don't believe stuff. Instead, bite this. It's a delicious Mr. Frostyface. And now try our new flavor, Texas Chainsaw Pecan. Then you'll say...
Well, there you see it, boys. Mr. Frostyface is cracked. He's loony, bonkers, insane. Any questions?
What exactly are you getting at?
The story thus far. Mr. Frostyface was about to be replaced by the head of the corporation who was killed. Then Lucy was shot, and all the cows in history were frozen. And just today, this has started appearing in your grocer's freezer.
My head is a sheep, and now I've got a cold stick up my ass.
Yes, that's right. Not a toy, but a caramel mutton, Mr. Frostyface. We have to catch this fiend, but it won't be easy. He's a master of disguise. Next question. Yeah, Rico!
Where could Mr. Frostyface be? Where could he be?
Submitted for your approval, a big city cop with a simple assignment. Track down an animated syrupy representative of a children's frozen snack. But it may not be that simple, because this snack comes from the freezer of the Twilight Zone.
Hey! You're not Rico!
That's right. I'm Mr. Frostyface.
Uh-oh.
And now I have an Uzi.
Uh-oh.
What a bloodbath.
Arr, ye low-down son of a salty eel. Ye got everyone but me.
And me.
Who are you?
I'm Belinda.
Arr, be ye that Belinda, the good witch from the Wizard of Oz?
Yes, I am.
My favorite.
Mine.
Well, what do you think? Is there no stopping this maniac? Well, who cares? Let's turn to sports now.
I've moved onto this pirate ship in the harbor and made it my new center of domination. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Pirate. I'm here because the club burned down and I got nowhere... Hey, you're not a pirate. You're Mr. Frosty Face. What are you doing here?
I'm taking over the world.
Look out to Captain! Look out to Captain!
What a funny voice. I wonder who that is.
It's Mr. Funny Voice, and I'm coming down!
Down? Oh, no. He's going to land right on top of me. I'll just run along this board sticking out of the ship to get out of my way!
Oh, boy. Look at all the sharks help themselves to a delicious Mr. Frosty Face.
Yeah. Hey, where be the captain?
Oh, he was killed by Mr. Frosty Face. Same as Lucy, Elliot Ness, all the cows, and the good witch of the West who's talked real funny, you know?
No one left but you and me?
I guess not.
Then who be stirring this here brig?
Stirring? Stir?
Good job, Mr. Funny Voice.
Thanks, slave master of the off-planet Millhouse 9.
Come on in. Let's go back.
Aye!
What about me? You guys, wait up.